Welcome to Bush Footy, special podcast tonight, and online we've got special guests from Wellington Cowboys, Katoni Staggs. The Cowboys have gone into the Group 11 Grand Finals in reserve grade and first grade today to meet Dubbo Sims next week. Katoni, how's the feeling over there in Wellington?
Yeah, it's going off a bit here, eh? You know, we've never managed that far for a while, so we're just taking the moments in, and they're going to be ready for next week.
And personally, yourself, your Broncos had a win there on Friday night, and you look semi-final bound. Your season's going great. How are you enjoying the NRL?
Yeah, I'm loving it at the moment. I've got to start early in the year, so yeah, I'm just enjoying it. Hopefully, we can taking every moment as it comes.
Yeah, and then like Mad Dog just said, you flew back today to get to the games. Will you be there next week at Grand Final day?
Yeah, I'll be around next week, hopefully. We've got Bulldogs in Sydney, so hopefully I can get away from Sydney early and come down. You know, watch the boys lift that trophy up at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I must say to you, mate, what you're doing coming out, and it's a special thing. It's just your hometown, and speaking to the legend Mick Peachy, and he said you just haven't changed a bit, and it's great to see you. You love coming out and supporting the Cowboys.
Yeah, I love it. You know, whenever I can get back home, always come back, and you know, home's always home for me, and it's got a big pride in my heart, and I love coming back and give it back to my community. Yeah,
it's brilliant, and everyone loves you coming back. You must be you won a grand final. With Brogan Black, and must be pretty special watching him play in first grade.
Yeah, Brogan's going good. He's played the grand final, he's been 18. He's playing first grade now, so he's out of position at the moment where he's playing in the middle, but he's still doing a good job for them, and he's going hard for the middle, and he's just doing hard for the team as well.
Yeah, he plays very, very well above his height and weight. Great defensive.
I play a bit like his old man, Blackie.
Yeah, Blackie. I played a lot against Blackie. They play hard and tough, and it's good to see. Good to see the youth coming through. Which is a big thing with Wello and blokes like yourself getting back and helping out. And you'd be happy seeing the position the club as a whole's in.
The position that the boys are in now it's been a long time, and I think the community got around them, and we fixed up a bit of things in the club, and there's bit issues for the club in the previous years, and now we're working towards a premiership, so that's a favour in our hands that we've looked at, and we've been discussing a few things on what can we do at the club to fix it up, and I think we're getting there.
Yeah, it's wonderful what Darren and the off-field administration guys have done, and then on-field, and blokes like yourself too playing a part in that. It's pretty special, and good to see that you still support them. How are your Broncos going to go in the semis?
Hopefully we go all right. We didn't go too good at the start of the year. A lot of people were writing us off, but we're getting in there, and we just got scraped in there the other night and beat Parra by 1 point. So hopefully we can go all the way and keep fighting. And we've got a couple of hard games coming up, and hopefully we can get through there.
Yeah, well, it's definitely loaded with talent and a lot of young talent. How much longer are you signed with the Broncos for?
I'm there till next year, and then my contract's up, so hopefully I can either get a new one or see what else comes up for me in the future. But, I'm loving it in Brisbane. I feel like I'm at home there as well, and, I just love playing my footy.
Yeah, and that's great, and I don't think you're going to have to worry too much about a contract. Just finally, I'll let you go, mate, but just I had not an argument, I wanted to bet a bloke up in Queensland the other day. You're a New South Welshman?
Yeah, I'm a New South Welshman, yeah. Yeah, I'm a New South Welshman. Yeah, I'm a blue boy.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, he said, Katoni Staggs will be playing for Queensland. I said, mate, he's from Wellington. And, yeah, he tried to tell me that you played a senior game in Queensland and you're a Maroon. And I said, he's a blue. And he'll be... And he'll...
Yeah, I'm a blue. I played all my career in New South Wales. And, yeah, I'll always be a blue. And hopefully, in years to come, I could be able to play in that Blues jersey. And that's just the moment that I'm waiting for. And hopefully it comes to my hands and I'll take it with both hands.
Oh, that's brilliant. You just keep doing what you're doing, mate. And I think you'll be right. Well, thanks for your time. And, yeah... Enjoy the moment. Keep doing your good stuff, and best of luck for the rest of the year with the Broncos and the Cowboys. Who's next?
No worries. Thanks for Billy. Going good with Bush 42, but I'm listening to you. It makes me keep in contact with all the footy back home. Love listening to you, brother. Keep going,
Oh, no worries. Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate it. So, chuck someone else on.
Yep.
Who have I got here?
Doggy.
Who?
Mad Dog.
Oh, Aiden Ryan. Congratulations, the co-coach of the Cowboys. How's it feel, mate? You've made the big one.
Yeah, pretty good. First grand final in 12 years. So.
In 12 years? Is that for you or?
For myself?
Yep.
I've never made a grand final in a first grade grand final, so it's fun. It's pretty good
team. Yeah. And you defended well today, they tell me.
Yeah, we've defended well good in patches, I guess. But we lacked at times as well, so we know we need to be consistent for 80 minutes if we're to take home the big prize, and that's what we're aiming to do next weekend.
And let's talk about the big prize. It's both first grade and reserve grade are playing very strong rival in Sims. That must make it a bit special for you, as you've had good battles over the years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're our number one rivalry, so it makes it all the special that we're both meeting in the big dance, and we're really looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, and, like, well... Oh, every game he's played this year has been 2 points in it, so it's, you know, the loss of Jaron Power will be big for Sims, but you wouldn't be taking him lightly, I wouldn't presume.
Oh, no way. No matter who Sims put on the paddock, they always play good, so we just got to be smart in what we do and just enthuse them in everything we do, and I think we've done that well with Ningham today. We shut Justin down well, and our attacks were superb. We had young Riley come up from the 18s, and we swapped Joshy to the centres, and that's where Joshy feels comfortable, so it was really good. We gave Joshy some early ball and scored some unreal tries, especially one right on half time. There was about 8 seconds to go. I think he scored a beauty, and that end up being the difference, I guess.
Yeah, funnily enough, Nick Guthrie was covering for the Daily Liberal over there, and he actually filmed that. So I've seen the try, and if you recall, you guys, Josh Griffiths did that and passed to you on halftime versus Parks in round one. But run 90,
oh, yeah,
he ran 90 metres then. But he's a favourite of Bush Footy Yards. He's a footballer, Josh, and he's got away with halfback. Young Blackhall was like. That's a big game to bring him up to halfback. How did he handle it with ease?
Yeah, with ease. Set me up in his first try. He's got a lot of chat, so he's going down to Penrith next year. He's made the SG ball, I think, squad.
Yep.
So, and... A few of the blokes talked to him and said, you're going to be playing blokes like this down there, so why not hit it off up here? And he didn't look out of place at all. He was terrific. Good early ball. His kicks were perfect. Just everything he done turned to gold. So
yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, really done.
Yeah, it's great. I've seen him play for Western. He's definitely a talent, and he's got some talent around him. How's Justin Toomey White feeling?
He's just so excited.
Yeah.
He'd be even more excited if he was playing, but I guess if he was playing, we'd probably already in the grand final by now.
that's a fair comment. Yeah. What's the plans for the week? How many times do the Cowboys train?
We try to train every day. Justin sends us out a program on Monday, and he wants us to train Monday, Tuesday. Then we have our own train, like our proper club training on the Wednesday, and then Thursday train ourselves, and then Friday then his captain run on a Saturday. So we're preparing the best we can, you know. So.
Yeah, oh yeah, be good to have it. It's 25 years since he's won a comp at Apex Oval in 1994 versus Parks, and be good to have Mick Peach in them. They'd be happy, like, proud. Darren R.C. was in that side, so it's pretty special times. Benny, big chops, cranky Captain Pants McGregor, how's he going? He went well today?
No, he played a full game of reserve and then come up and backed up and probably played about 30-40 minutes with us. And I've played with Chops for 10 years, and after the game he come up and gave me a big hug, and he was teary. And me and Chops have had a good relationship, and he's just always said to me, I just want to win one. And that's all that's all in the back of my head all the time. I told it to him, and I hope all the other boys have the same attitude to try to give it to him and send him out on a high, and there'd be nothing better than that.
Yeah, he's do like he was there when you coached in the hard days, and he's. Like, he lives in Parks, Chops, and I'd love his loyalty to Wellington. He's, you know, got friends and it's been broached over the years. Come and play here, and he's like, oh, I'm a Wello boy. Like, I just don't play with anyone against it. And I love him more for that loyalty. So it's a, you know, and for yourself, blokes like Brogan Black that you coach with Katoni Stags to a grand final, that feeling must be good.
It makes it all sweaty, you know, like Brogan, Brock, Will. Trained all them. I won an under 16s comp with Justo, and we've been together since then, you know, so it's just awesome. It's unreal, and for the young fellas like them to step up against a Ningen side today was amazing. And no, fuck, Ningen was hard today. I don't think I've ever played a bigger side. They'd be big as NRL fellas, you know. They're massive. Just unreal how big they are.
Yeah, it was a very physical game, but it's been on everyone's lips and minds and everyone's thought for a long time, especially when you've played that second round blockbuster over there, Sims and Wellington. This is where you've wanted to be. This is where you have got, and how do you prepare yourself for, like, the week? Like, how do you keep calm, and like it'll just be excitement all week, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, this week I've been in this situation that many times, and we've always gotten beat. So I just expected it, I guess. I honestly didn't feel real confident going into the game, and I even said that to young Brocky, my centre, and he said, oh, sure, confident, I think we can beat him. And anyway, we come out, and compared to last week to this week, everyone's attitude was a lot different. run, and we knew what we had to do to win the game. So that, I guess that was the difference.
Yeah, well, you go from a second chance to knockout, and I suppose the lead up in the week, the week prior to today, there was a bit of interruptions with judiciaries and stuff like that. I suppose it was probably just good to get out there and be focusing on Ningen, because there was a bit of focus on Sims and that more than the Ningen. Would that be fair?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually scored a pretty good try in the right-hand corner there where the score ball was, and there was some Sims players there, and got up celebrating and copped a bit of abuse off them, saying, oh, you should have been suspended, your dog, and whatever, and I was just laughing at them. So is what it is, and it makes me more hungry to beat them next week, because I love people that disrespect me, because I'll show the same respect on the footy field to their kids and to their players on the Sunday this weekend. So it just makes it drives me more, and whatever they want to do afterwards, meeting in the car park, you know, that's not personal.
You don't need that, man, dog. You're a passionate man when it comes to Sims, and it'll be a passionate time. I'm going to ask you the question. Jaron Powie has been suspended. It's been seen. It's been done. And Jaron himself said, you know, it is what it is. There'd be no ill feeling from your guys towards Jaron Powie, would there? Because Jaron Powie is not known as a bloke to do like a deliberate head eye tackle.
Yeah, well, a lot of the boys said we'd rather him there, so they got no excuse when we beat him. So
that was my next question, because we all know how good of a player Jaron Powie is.
He was the best player on the field last week.
Yeah, and he's 80 minutes, and it's good. I know there's the rivalry between the clubs, but there's also the respect between the players.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of us are all good mates. So.
Yeah, but as far as club to club, it's a wonderful rivalry, and like I said, it's a promoter's dream for the two games. I think they're going to be two cracking games. I want to congratulate you, the club and everything that yous are doing. I'll let you go now and celebrate and enjoy, and I'll no doubt we'll talk during the week, and there's going to be plenty of stuff on Bush Footy Yarns, and I wish yous all the luck enjoy it all. I suppose you'll have a big week, and it'll be a big time for the club, and suck it all in, enjoy it, and give it your best, and be a monumental thing for the whole club. First time in 25 years, and everything that's gone on. So, good luck with it all, and thanks for your time, and we'll be chatting, brother.
No worries, appreciate it. Thanks, brother.
Righto, mate. I'll talk to you.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Thanks.